twice, it's alright.
Diamonds and Rust, I took it upon, it's one of the best songs I think ever written of all time.
That's the only song that broke through. The problem is it's by far the best song I ever wrote. It just is a freak. It just came out, didn't have any formula to it. It just happened. And I know that it's because the subject matter was profound. I think when it comes up from way deep, that interesting things happen. When you start from up here and try to write down, it just kind of isn't the same thing.
That's true. That's true.
Great way to
put it. Most of my stuff was, you know. Now I got to sit here and write a song. And so I have a lot of songs that I sort of like. I think they're better poetry than they are songs a lot of times.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice freak, but it's...
Yeah, if you're going to have a freak.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Can't get any better.
But that song deeply influenced me. I remember fastidiously practicing it. And I don't think I got the fingering right, but I got the notes. They were the same notes, just probably in a different, you know, I don't know how you even play it.
I remember going to New York to Washington Square and trying to find that crummy hotel.
Did you?
Yeah.
The Earl Hotel.
I know. I have a picture of myself standing in front of it because I was so, it's the Hotel Earl.
Yeah. They fixed it up, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It was the perfect dump, you know. And it was filled with drug addicts and people selling dope and people in transition from men to women.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that was Bob's choice.
Love it.